FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solution, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
President Hichilema says energy sector collapse averted through reforms. Government revokes SI banning night driving to advance 24-hour economy. In global news, Egypt hosts U.S. envoy as regional talks continue on Sudan, Lebanon, and Iran. With the 13 Hours main news, my name is Mutale Mulenga. President Hage Hichilema says government reforms in the energy sector aimed at opening up the economy to wider participation have played a critical role in preventing the sector from collapsing. Speaking during the launch of the Leopards Hill 250 megawatts solar PV plant with a 150 megawatts battery energy storage system project in Chongwe District this morning, President Hichilema said the reforms are already yielding tangible results and will be sustained. The head of state stressed the need for collective responsibility in driving national development, urging citizens to actively contribute to progress rather than shifting blame when challenges arise. He further stated that government remains committed to creating an enabling environment that supports efficient implementation of projects, noting an improvement from past approaches. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has expressed satisfaction with the progress being made by ZESCO Limited, saying the power utility is on track to rebuild its balance sheet.
We would have shut the country down following the West drive in Birmingham. Honestly speaking, if it were not these reforms to bring in different players in the industry, we would have shut our economy down. We wouldn't have grown by 4% GDP growth in the West year of the West drive, which decapitated our hydro generating capacity, decapitated our food security. Reforms deliver results. My message, amongst other aspects of the messages that I choose to deliver today. So we will continue with the reforms, which I promise I have you. We will continue with the reforms. They are our reforms. This is the difference of saying that the mining endeavor we can start in this area. For us in Zambia, the reforms belong to us. And we invite friends, partners, British, EU, others, to work with invite investors, DIR.
At the same event, Acting Energy Minister Rodney Sikumba says the country's energy sector remains a key driver of economic transformation.
Mr. President, under your guidance, the Ministry of Energy remains committed to promoting and expanding investment in alternative energy sources in order to ensure that every citizen, and we mean every citizen, has access to reliable electricity. Allow me, on behalf of the Ministry of Energy, to express our deepest gratitude for the unwavering leadership and commitment to ensuring that Zambia's energy sector remains a key driver for national development.
The Leopards Hill project will support peak demand, enhance grid voltage and frequency stability, and provide indicative energy equivalent to the annual electricity consumption of approximately 150,000 households. Government has revoked the statutory instrument SI that prohibited night driving in a decisive move aimed at facilitating the implementation of the 24-hour economy as approved by Cabinet. Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali has announced that the revocation takes immediate effect and is part of broader reforms to enhance economic productivity, improve logistics efficiency, and support uninterrupted movement of goods and services across the country. Mr. Tayali states that the earlier restriction on night driving, which was introduced as a road safety measure, has now been overtaken by advancements in technology and government's commitment to modernize transport systems. He has emphasized that government will increasingly rely on information and communication technologies, ICTs, to enhance road traffic enforcement and management. Mr. Tayali says these include the deployment of intelligent traffic monitoring systems, digital surveillance and automated compliance mechanisms to ensure road safety is maintained at all hours. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Transport and Logistics Principal Public Relations Officer Ernest Chanda. The Zambia Police Service is worried that the global target under the Millennium Decade of Action, which is 50% reduction of road traffic accidents by 2030, might not be met following the steady increase of road traffic accidents in Zambia. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi notes that 9,772 were recorded in the first quarter of 2026, representing an increase of 963 accidents compared to 8,809 accidents recorded in the same period last year. Speaking at a joint briefing with the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Chilavi attributed to human error as the major cause of the accidents, calling on motorists to be more responsible on the roads.
The global target under the Millennium Decade of Action for Road Safety, which aims to reduce road traffic deaths by 50% by 2030, now appears difficult to achieve when we compare with the current statistics that we are recording now. So there is a target, Millennium target, of reducing road traffic accidents by 50% by the year 2030. Just 4 years from now, and you saw in the first quarter, almost all the accidents were rising. So we have a lot to do out there.
Meanwhile, RATSA Acting Deputy Director for Safety, Muranga Mulaya, said in an effort to reduce road traffic accidents, the agency is focusing on expanding smart enforcement technologies to more regions, enhancing highway patrols, intensifying road safety campaigns, and strengthen debt collection and analysis for better policy decisions.
In this quarter, which is the second quarter which we just started, the RTSA will focus on scaling up digital services to improve efficiency, expanding smart enforcement technologies to more regions and enhanced highway patrol, intensifying road safety campaigns, especially during high travel periods, strengthening data collection and analysis for better policy decisions.
The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has issued a 24-hour ultimatum to licensed tobacco buyers to submit their price matrices following non-compliance by the majority, despite an agreement reached last week. TBZ Executive Director Robert Mwale is concerned that only 4 out of the 16 licensed buyers have submitted their price matrices, stressing that approval by the board is a mandatory requirement before the commencement of tobacco purchases. Mr. Mwale described the situation as unacceptable, noting the delay is creating unnecessary pressure across the tobacco value chain. He further expressed concern that the Tobacco Association of Zambia, TAZ, sales floor has already begun operations without approved price matrices, a development he says undermines the board's mandate to protect growers and ensure orderly marketing. Mr. Mwale has directed that any buyers currently purchasing tobacco without approved price matrices must immediately halt their operations until approval is granted, adding that the board is working diligently to review submitted matrices and will only approve those that adequately reflect the cost of production. This is according to a statement issued by TBZ Corporate Affairs and Communications Manager Lee Hamunji. Meanwhile, tobacco trading has already commenced in Chipata District of Eastern Province, where some farmers have begun selling their produce. A check by Phoenix News found that while some farmers have already completed sales, others are still waiting to access the market. The farmers have indicated that this year's tobacco prices range from about 1